Sunday night, and you're listening to Local Mash on Birmingham Mountain Radio.
What's going on, everybody? You're listening to Local Mash, and I'm Brad Lyons, your host this week, or at least for the first hour, but I'll get into that in just a minute. First off, if you've never heard us before, we are Birmingham Mountain Radio's local music show, and by local music, we mean pretty much anywhere in the state of Alabama. So we've got stuff from Tuscaloosa, we've got stuff from Shoals, Florence, we've got stuff from, obviously, here in Birmingham and the surrounding areas. So that's what we are. If you've got stuff that you'd like to hear on the show, feel free to email us. Myself or Daniel will get those emails. And that email address is localmash@bhammountainradio.com. And of course, you can hit us on all the socials. And I couldn't start the show if I didn't start by saying thanks to our supporters, specifically, obviously, Birmingham Mountain Radio for putting us on the air every week, every Sunday night from 7 to 9, but also our friends at Boutwell Studios in Homewood. They provide this beautiful space for us to put the show together every week, and we could do it without them, but it would be a huge pain in the you-know-what. So huge, huge, huge thanks to them for offering this space. If you want to check them out, you can go to boutwellstudios.com. Also, from the beginning, Church Street Coffee and Books. The first people that signed up and said, we like what you're doing and we want to help. And they've totally done that. Great people over there. Great food, great coffee. I'm a fan of the books. They've got tons of books. I love that place. So thank you to Cal and Heather and everyone over there. Hey, Sheree, what's up? All right, let's see here. I got a big show this week. So because it doesn't matter. There's no details needed. There's something happened in the ether of the interwebs last week, and my hour or two from the previous week got played in place of Daniel's hour or two with Chelsea Wilde talking about the Girls Rock benefit and all this kind of stuff. And mistakes happen. I don't know what happened, but we did feel like it was worthy of being played on air as it was intended. So what's going to happen is I've got hour one this week, and hour two we are actually going to play what should have been played last week. So that's going to be Daniel and Chelsea talking about a lot of things. So like I said, I think it's worth it to put it back up there. Thanks to them for taking the time to have that conversation. But this week in hour one, we've got a friend of the show coming in for different reasons this time. So we play a band called Marigold from time to time. They've been good about keeping us informed and up to date with songs and releases and stuff. And they've been gracious enough, I think, to come in for two, maybe three interviews. Definitely two, though. Good people to have here in the scene. But Shane decided to kind of take all of this music, because he's a songwriter, he's a producer, he's an engineer, and just overall great human being. He decided to put out some of the solo stuff that he had kicking around, and so I was really excited about getting a copy of that. It's really cool stuff, great guitar work, great songwriting. So we're going to talk about that project and a couple of the songs specifically from that project. So I'm going to stop talking now, because you're going to hear plenty of me talking to Shane the rest of this hour. Anyway, so I'm excited about this first block before we get into the Shane Jewell interview. It's just a good way to start the show. I don't know how to describe it. It puts me in a good mood. So we're going to start off with Isabel from Taylor Honeycutt from her Flower in a Drought EP, followed by Shahid and DJ Supreme, an old one called True Dat. And then to kind of run up to the Shane Jewell interview, give you guys some context, what he does as a guitar player and a producer and engineer, a song from Marigold, the title track from their last EP. It's a song called Wonder. We'll be right back. You're listening to Local Mash.
tastes like cigarettes, and you sound just like Fantasia. What do I owe this regret? I'm a cheap nostalgia. Only your favorite band dressed just like your brother, and I owe you. Is your new place any better? Decipher my sad surrender, baby. Give them what they wanna hear. I said, give them what they wanna hear. I said, give them what they wanna hear.
So let me show you how to do that. We represent the elements, homie, I thought you knew that. True that. We some veterans, you a new jack. We represent intelligence, homie, I thought you knew that. True that. So let me show you how to do that. We represent the elements, homie, I thought you knew that. True that. We some veterans, you a new jack. We represent intelligence, homie, I thought you knew that. True
my
that.
Date of birth, first day on the earth. Look, I'm a natural. Look at how I play in the dirt. Whack dudes, whack crews, you should stay on your turf. Mid-range to long range, I'm a shooter like dirt. Nah, but with whiskey, sip water, no whiskey. I still do a show when the crowd is empty. I never had to kill, so homie don't tempt me. And you're still innocent until they prove that you're guilty. Simply, we marvelous, set the barometer. And you can feel the heat, you don't need a thermometer. Go fast or slow, we don't need a speedometer. I travel long miles, even travel kilometers. Display this through your monitor to see how it sound. I don't do commercial because I'm so underground. Y'all dudes is watered down and you need to be drowned. Cause we the type to knuckle up and go pound for pound. True that.
True that. So let me show you how to do that. We represent the elements, homie, I thought you knew that. True that. We some veterans, you a new jack. We represent intelligence, homie, I thought you knew that. True that. So let me show you how to do that. We represent the elements, homie, I thought you knew that. True that. We some veterans, you a new jack. We represent intelligence, homie, I thought you knew that.
Grab mass and gas, bigger bees and bats. It's a war on the whack and we about to attack. We went to shop at Whole Foods and the store was packed. That's when the manager brought us fresh fruit from the back. We wanted some fresh cookies, they made a new batch. I had to share it with my brothers, they like it like that. We getting high off cookies, like it was some crack. Before they put them on the shelf, they let us sample the snacks. I loaded up just like an upload, I got a truckload. My flows are highly flammable and they can explode. You dudes still on the same level, I'm next mode. I wear a scarf and a koofy and that's my dress code. Workload increases, thicker be pieces. Every other statement I say should be a thesis. Nephews and nieces, I write masterpieces. See, we the type of brothers that don't like police, is
true that. So let me show you how to do that. We represent the elements, homie, I thought you knew that. True that. We some veterans, you a new jack. We represent intelligence, homie, I thought you knew that. True that. So let me show you how to do that. We represent.
represent the elements, only I thought you knew that, true that. We some veterans, you a new jack. We represent intelligence, only I thought you knew that. We trying to make some Benjamins, rolling like some Michelins. Team of Wolverines like the team that's from Michigan. Reviving the remembrance, studying my temperament. I supply the rhymes and supreme, bring the instruments. With mics, I get intimate, don't it sound interesting? Hard rock, rock hard, all I'm not impotent. And I practice self-defense, and I use my common sense. Burn, Frank, and Myrrh, now I'm spelling like some frankincense. Always had the confidence, thank you for the compliments. Yes, I am blessed, thank Allah for my accomplishments. You're gonna face the consequence, Africa, the continent. Breath control, control my breath, yeah, I'm always rocking it. Always gotta go repent, don't complain, I'm content. Respect to my people who be struggling to pay the rent. Ladies, don't forget the gist, this is my experiment. Whenever we perform, it's the best and the blessed event. True that, so let me show you how to do that. We represent the elements, only I thought you knew that. True that, we some veterans, you a new jack. We represent intelligence, only I thought you knew that. True that, so let me show you how to do that. We represent the elements, only I thought you knew that. True that, we some veterans, you a new jack. We represent intelligence, only I thought you knew that. True that.
Thank you.
What's going on? You're listening to Local MASH on Birmingham Mountain Radio, and I'm Brad Lyons. You just heard Wonder from Marigold, which kind of pertains to our next guest, which is why I slid that one in there. But before that was True Dat from Shahid and DJ Supreme, who have a new single out, if I'm reading my social media correctly, but I haven't gotten my hands on that one yet. So hopefully we'll have a new one for you guys in the next week or two. And then we started off this first hour of the show this week with Isabel from Taylor Honeycutt. Taylor Honeycutt and Ryan Saab co-wrote this record together, or this EP of hers. And I think it's an amazing team up there for songwriting and performance. They're great. Hopefully you saw it. Ryan, who's now in Nashville but comes back here a lot, was playing a show at Mom's earlier in the week. Hopefully some of you guys made it out to that. All right, so back to our guest for this week, or let's talk about that for a second. So I've got Shane Jewell, who just released a collection of songs under the name Beekeeper, but Shane is also a friend of the show because he is producer, songwriter, and guitar player, one of the songwriters, along with Brandon Snipes and his lovely wife, Alyssa. This week, he's on the show in context of his kind of like solo release as Beekeeper. So that's what we get into. We talk about two of the songs from the EP and just kind of break down some of the songs and some of the ideas behind what went into making this EP. So I hope you enjoyed the conversation. Without further ado, up next is me, Brad Lyons, hanging out with Shane Jewell from Beekeeper and Marigold. You're listening to Local MASH. What's up, Shane?
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, man?
Oh, pretty good.
Thanks for coming right after work and hanging out.
Hey, anything to get away from what I went through today is epic right now.
You just had one of those. We won't give people details, but you just had like, it all hit once.
Yep.
Yeah. And you're done now, though.
I'm done.
You feel all right.
Until tomorrow.
Yeah, right. You cool to just sit and just talk?
Let's do it.
Trash for a little while? All right. So the reason why we're talking, other than when was the last time you guys were on the show? How long has it been?
5 or 6 months, maybe.
Has it been? Okay. I have like no concept of time now.
Me neither.
But since then, you have released your own EP under the name Beekeeper.
Correct.
And the name of the EP is Coping Mechanisms.
That's it.
So I guess before we get into the first song we're going to listen to, why don't you just tell people, because you're already in Marigold, which in my mind is like a really, I don't know, a quote unquote, well, successful is not the right word, because it's not like you're making money off of it. You guys are a really good band. Like, it's something to be proud of, right?
I'll take it.
Yeah, sure. And if you disagree about that, we could talk about that later too, but
they're an okay band.
They're okay. No, it's great, but it's cool to see something, because you're kind of the behind the scenes guy in some ways in Marigold, right? In the sense that like you're the one doing all the engineering and you're doing recording and all that kind of behind the scenes stuff, as well as being the lead guitar player and a songwriter in the band, right?
And background vocals once a set.
So what made you want to do this?
The EP, I think we were talking about it before. I have millions of demos, it seems like, floating around, and I'm tired of having this unlabeled mess that I just transitioned from hard drive to hard drive going back 10 years. And it was like, I should do something cohesive, finally,
right,
and put it out, if only to say I've done it.
Do you have any, what's the word for it? Are you reluctant to put stuff out under, no, just as you, right? Because the name, it's not under Shane Jewell. It's under another name. It's, do you find, what's the word for it? Comfort in being in a band? Is it weird to put out your own stuff?
It's a lot more fun being in a band.
Yeah.
It's a lot less anxiety and pressure. But I guess for the EP, I mean, I wouldn't put it under Shane Jewell, because it just, I don't know. I feel like it makes me sound like a real estate agent or something.
And, right.
And yeah, I mean, just taking all those ideas, and I think I've always been reluctant to do it because I'm sitting there in the room recording all the parts myself, and I question the vocals every time. And to have people like Alyssa and Brandon and Marigold, who are great singers, like, well,
you can trust them.
Yeah. But, you know, for myself, I'm like, well, I guess it works. I don't know. It's not, I don't feel like, you know, Freddie Mercury quality or anything, but, you know.
Well, but that's not even the point. It's like, that's one thing I've learned, is that producers need a producer. And that's one of the reasons why I have a hard drive full of stuff that just really needs to be finished out. That now that you put it that way, I think that's a big part of my problem, is that I don't trust myself with my own stuff. I don't need someone else to kiss my butt and tell me it's great. I just mean, I don't trust my ears with my own stuff.
We should all just send our own projects back to each other and finish them.
That's cool, though, that you have your wife, who's a great vocalist, and it's not that you can trust her just because she's a great vocalist. She knows you, too.
Yeah.
And same with Brandon. You know what I mean? It's great that you have that to kind of fall back onto, because the vocals sound great.
Thanks.
You did a great job. All right, let's get into the first song, actually. And why don't we talk about it after we listen to it? You want to just set it up just a little bit? We'll do Soft Vendettas.
Yeah, I think this is my favorite one on the EP. I'm not super big on like backstories on most of the songs.
Cool.
I think it's just a lot of them were built around ideas as they came along.
Right.
And so I've still been gathering like a meaning behind different ones.
Sure.
But overall, I think this is my favorite arrangement.
Okay, cool.
And yeah.
Well, let's check it out then. All right. So this is Shane Jewell. It's Beekeeper is the project name, I guess we'll call it, the moniker you're using. And this is track 2 off of your EP, and it's called Soft Vendettas. We'll be right back.
Yeah. You're listening to Local Mash on Birmingham Mountain Radio.
It's the only place left to go.
All right, that was Soft Vendettas from Beekeeper, Shane Jewell's new project. Shane Jewell from Marigold, and you're here with us still.
I think so.
Let's talk about the song. All right, so now if I'm hearing everything that you've kind of mentioned before we started recording and just since then, you had a bunch of like ideas, right? You had like sections of songs that maybe weren't fleshed out all the way, or am I right in that assumption?
Yeah, it usually just starts with like a 30-second, you know, demo, like a verse or a chorus or something that I like, and then, you know, kind of build backwards.
What did this song start with? Do you remember? And how old is the
definitely
idea?
Definitely didn't start with keyboard. I think I just probably had some sort of, you know,
like chord progression on
a
guitar.
Chord progression, and started, you know, layering a copious amount of guitar parts onto it. And
right. So is that how you approach it? Do you approach, or maybe this, maybe it's the same, you know, whatever you do, but did you just kind of go, I have this section and I've got kind of a dummy melody maybe, and I need to write out the other parts of the song, like maybe it was a verse, right? And you had, do you do like the kind of stream of conscious mumble, the melody kind of vocal thing, and you have no idea what it's going to be about, and you just start like adding stuff until
that's
it
be, right. I just
that's
pretend
how you do
that
it?
I'm like a 5-piece band, and I listen to it, the rough versions in the car, and we'll like voice memo myself
like what
saying the most
change.
Ridiculous things or coming up with melodies and lyrics, and then like it sounded like I said that, and then I'll try to find a reason
to
choose those lyrics and make it cohesive.
I do that a lot too, except for I feel like I don't go to the recording part until I have the song done just on an instrument, which it's probably why I feel a little bit stale sometimes. It'd be cool to just go in and be like, I have no idea what this is except for this one chord structure, and I'm just going to start getting weird with it.
Yeah, and you end up with a lot of throwaways that way,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but you probably end up with cool stuff that you never would have come up with before.
Yep.
Because when you start with this like finished piece or arrangement, sometimes that can kind of lock you into things instead of being creative and taking risks and all that kind of stuff. Do you find yourself like I find myself trapped in that where I'm learning to, I think I was so worried about engineering and producing the right way or the correct way, and then now realizing that that doesn't really exist. And I've learned, I know how to mic a drum kit. I'm not saying I'm the best at it, but I know what I'm not an idiot. It's not my first time, but it's like now I'm realizing that stuff is important to learn only so you can throw it away. Because all the stuff I listen to, it's not about, or that I love the most, it's inspiring to listen to. I don't ever go, that sounds really good. That's a really good snare sound. It's like, oh my God, listen to that. What is that?
I will occasionally be envious of a snare sound.
Right. But you just kind of go in and just mess around until you feel like there's pieces there to put together.
Yeah, and this is the weirdest thing, but I think Alyssa and I worked on, so far, 3 Christmas musicals for the Hoover Library, and recording the music for that was like such a foreign thing, but I think being able to stack those compositions together, I think I took part of that with like how I actually approach like rock songs now,
right. And
because it's just kind of like a sense of apathy about, you know, hey, I'll put this on there, see what happens, you know, and it's like, hey, you know, it actually kind of works sometimes, but right. So thanks, Christmas musicals.
It is weird where you can pull ideas from, like I'm doing a lot of engineering work right now that I never would have thought was cool, or maybe not, I wouldn't have been interested in even 5 to 7 years ago, and I'm doing it, and I not only do I love it, but like I'm learning tons to bring into the record sessions that I do, which is obviously like my passion and my love. But if you let yourself go down those other avenues, even just a little bit, I find that I learn a lot to apply to what I do every day, like with a band or a solo artist. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's a lot more, I think you were talking about that being a lot of different type of instruments that you don't normally record too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, that stuff with this guy Bobby Horton I'm doing, it's like, I mean, people rag me for saying that I can play a lot of instruments, but this guy's like, I mean,
It's like, hold my beer.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't play violin to save my life. There's no way. I love violin. But there's no way I could play that. You know what I mean? And he's playing strings and dobro, and it just kind of makes me feel stupid.
Sometimes. What's that, harmonica?
Yeah. All right, let's get into the next song. You want to intro that one a little bit?
Sure. Well, the first song on the EP is Fake News, and obviously, and to take a term I heard on NPR the other day, the current state of politics is bonker balls, and it seemed like, so I tried.
I haven't heard that yet.
I know. I just liked it. So I was like, well, I've got one political song. It seems weird to not have some continuity, and then and started thinking about, you know, as much as I love Alabama, we do have, you know, a very, our very flaws in where, yeah, and we, you know, aside from like football and maybe a few other things, we are literally like
last,
the last, oh, you know, in a lot,
man,
of regards.
See, that's so cool. I never would have thought that listening to the song.
And so that's sort of the impetus for this one. And I guess I gave it more thought lyrically than most of the other,
yeah,
songs.
Sounds like,
because it seemed, you know, I'm passionate about the growth we're seeing in Alabama and Birmingham.
Sure,
and
me too.
I would like to see, you know, a significant amount more of like social and political awareness than, yeah, current state of affairs.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about that stuff more. Okay, oh, cool. Yeah. Let's listen to the song first, though. So this is track 4, right?
Correct.
This is Last at Everything. We're sitting here with Shane Jewell of Beekeeper. We'll be right back.
Ignorance and suits and keeps Sunday night, and you're listening to Local Mash on Birmingham Mountain Radio.
Welcome back. That was Last at Everything from Beekeeper. Who is our guest? Can I just call you BK?
Yeah, stick
can
with
I just
that.
Call you BK?
BK.
BK?
BK.
With Shane
Not
Jewel.
To be confused with the shoes from the 80s and 90s.
Dude, that's right.
I forgot about that. British Knights.
Hell yeah, man.
I don't think I ever owned any, but.
I don't think I did either. Do you remember K-Swiss?
Yep.
Are they still around? Who knows? Probably
Who knows?
Not. Forget about shoes. All right, so let's talk about this song. So it's got a little bit. I was just saying. In between bits that I want to go back and re-listen to the song now knowing what it's about. So to kind of recap, you're talking a little bit about living in a state where we tend to kind of be, well, yeah, we're lost at everything, right? It's a really literal title.
Yeah.
But so tell me, what was it like? How often do you write politically based stuff?
Never really.
I know it's going to happen to me at some point, but it just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah,
but.
I mean, I'm not like super passionate about voicing my opinion.
Sure.
You know, I even stay away from stuff on Facebook as much as I can because, you know, I've got family members and stuff that I just don't want to get into like tangles or like flame wars with anymore. I'll, you know, and thank God Alyssa has been like, don't comment on that.
Good for her.
Taking the advice for the most part, 90% of the time. So
it rarely leads anywhere good.
No, I mean, you know, you got to really be devoted to try to change somebody's mind or like, and you know, how many
Especially
people are actually going to, you know, take that time on their end to actually engage, you know, intellectually with it.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. So what was it like writing two political songs in hindsight?
It was fun. I mean, I don't think that I'm like the most informed person, but I try to stay, you know, as in touch as, you know, as I can handle. And I think the thing about Alabama that I am concerned about is how many self-inflicted problems we have between the fact that there is no lottery mentioned in the song, you know, health, like Medicaid expansion, you know, a lot of states that, you know, actually embrace that, you know, fewer, you know, health issues and people that could actually, you know, that are in that gap that need it, that would have benefited greatly. And that's the kind of stuff that, you know, it just drives me crazy about Alabama. It's like
you're beating your head against the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it's a badge of honor to like do the backwards thing.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird too being in in a city where, like, I've talked about this before with other people, but it's like, I feel like I have a pretty solid echo chamber here for people that kind of believe the same thing as me, or roughly, you know, not everyone's exactly the same, but, you know, moderate to liberal kind of bent. I wouldn't say I go really far left, and I definitely don't go really far right. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's, I don't know what it takes to change that kind of stuff. I don't understand. Well, I'm not going to try to say it a better way. You said it the best way. Like, why are you proud of being backwards?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And stuff that goes against just fact.
Yeah. I think
that's the thing that drives me crazy.
Things that benefit everyone for the most part. It's like, well, we can't have that.
Right.
You know? It goes against some kind of unwritten code or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
People willing to vote against their own interests, I think, is what it comes down to a lot of times. Not all the time. But how do you... Well, let's save all that stuff for the next spot. But, all right. So where can everyone get this stuff? Get your music. Is it on Apple Music and Spotify and all that stuff?
Yeah, pretty much anything distributed. You know, like you would do through TuneCore, but I think I used DistroKid for this one.
Cool.
Which I had an extra account left on there. And so any, you know, online streaming service. And then I made like 100 hard copies. So I've got some of those. That was just kind of just to have.
Who did the art?
The front cover is an artist named Bill Hill. And he's longtime friends with my father-in-law, who's also a great artist. And I believe he died about a year ago. And I've got the cover on my wall in my studio.
Cool.
And it seemed like a really great piece of art anyway, so to kind of posthumously showcase.
Honor that a little bit.
Yeah, we've got a lot of his pieces in our house.
That's cool.
And then Alyssa did the kind of the layout for everything.
I didn't know she did that kind of stuff. That's awesome.
Which is not, she doesn't go like do it professionally all the time, but she's really capable of, you know, a lot of that design work and layout. And actually, I just get too ADD with that kind of stuff. And I just
can't do it.
I'm like, I don't know about that font. Let me try 34 others.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I hear you, man. Well, it all sounds great.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you coming on. We're going to talk some more. If you guys would like to listen to more of our conversation, hop over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and the rest of this conversation will be there. But for now, that's it. So thanks again. Beekeeper is the project. Oh my God, I wrote it down. Coping Mechanisms is the name. And go check it out, everybody. Please do, because it's good stuff.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. We'll be right back. Huge thank you to Shane for stopping by the studio to have that conversation. And there's a longer version of that conversation as well, if you're interested. Just disclaimer, we both really nerded out about gear, probably more than I care to admit. So just be warned. If you do want to check out the longer, I mean, there's other stuff too, but he and I are both kind of studio rats and have been for a really long time. And it was fun to sit down and talk to another engineer, producer, and one that, you know, in my opinion, it's good to be around people that do the same thing that you do, but do it better than you. You know what I'm saying? It's like the whole don't be the smartest guy in the room kind of thing. So that was a really good time for me. Thanks again, Shane. All right. And if you want to hear the rest of I never finished my thought. If you want to hear the rest of the conversation, you can go to the podcast, which is anywhere you get podcasts. So if you are already a podcast nut like myself, you know where to find this stuff. We're everywhere that you get podcasts. So if you're new to it, though, you can go to the Apple Podcast Store. Or you can go to Spotify. We're there. Stitcher, like all that stuff. And if you find one that we're not represented at, just let us know. You can email us. The email address is localmashbmr. No, it's not. I get the handle and the email address mixed up. It's localmash@behammountainradio.com. You can email us directly there. Either myself or Daniel will get that. All right, so let's move on, kind of finish up this first hour. Just a reminder, there was some technical difficulties last week. I don't know what happened. Doesn't really matter what happened. But Daniel had prepped a whole another hour with a guest, Chelsea Wild, to also talk more about, in general, about kind of girls rock and some other things. And I don't know. They put the time into it, man. So hour two this week will be what should have been heard last week. So that's going to be Daniel and Chelsea and a lot of great music. So just a reminder that that's coming up in hour two. But right now, what we've got is some new music from Della Ray. It's called Red Sky. Really like that tune. Followed by Colors from Timber. And we're going to end the next set with a brand new one from Venture Boy. It's called Eden. You're listening to Local Mash. I'm Brad Lyons, you're listening to Local Mash, and that was a new one from Venture Boy, a song called Eden. Before that was Colors from Timber, and we started off with Red Sky, a new one from Della Ray. All right, that's it for me. We got one more song to end up the hour. It's going to be Wilder Atkins' cover of Dancing in the Dark, the Bruce Springsteen hit. Stay tuned for hour two. We got Chelsea Wild and Daniel Long having a conversation and bringing you some great music. Thanks for sticking around. See you next week. Peace.
I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. Come home in the morning and go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired and I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use a little help. You can't start a fire. Can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire, even if we're just dancing in the dark. Message is getting clearer, radio's on, and I'm moving around the place. Check my look in the mirror. I wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I get nowhere. and I'm just living in a dump like this. If something happens somewhere, baby, I just know there is. Can't start a fire, can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire, even if we're just dancing in the dark. There's a joke here somewhere, it's on me. I'll shake the world off my shoulder. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. Stay on the streets of this town. They'll be calling you up all night. They say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just about starving tonight. I'm dying for some action. Sick of sitting around here trying to write. I need a love reaction. Come on, baby, give me just one look. Can't start a fire, sitting around crying about a broken heart. This gun's for hire, even if we're just dancing in the dark. Can't start a fire, worrying about your little world falling apart. This gun's for hire, even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Sunday night, and you're listening to Local Mash on Birmingham Mountain Radio.